It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Hamadong, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again. Pastor Hamadong.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon, everyone.
Yes, today we're talking about joy in my heart. And I'm always curious when people talk about having joy in their heart. But I'd love to hear what you have to say about joy in the heart, because we always sometimes use the words joy and happiness interchangeably, almost as though we're suggesting they're one of the same thing. Is there a difference? What's the difference between joy and happiness?
All right. Thank you so very much. Yet an interesting study that we have today about joy and happiness. So you realize that when we talk about joy, we're talking about something that, is not dependent on the external environment. It's not something that is dependent on the external environments, like merriment and, things that excite. But joy is something that is, long lasting in the heart of a person. It's almost something that is permanent, should I say. While happiness, on the other side, is a feeling that can simply be disturbed with another news that may come your way. So basically, at a basic level, that's what I can say about joy, even as we go in detail. So happiness is based on circumstantial pleasure, merriment, hilarity, exuberance, excitement. That's what happiness is all about. So something that causes one to feel hopeful and to be in high spirit, that's happiness. So those are, kind of fleeting emotions, and they're very pleasurable, so to speak. But then as they come, and as soon as they come, that's how they can actually go. So on the other side, for instance, if we receive bad news, we receive, a diagnostic from our doctors, we receive harsh words from our spouses, we receive bills and stuff like that, the happiness may actually vanish, especially when we do not have, the money. But joy, on the other side, I think it's something that we can delve into at a deeper level.
Okay. So what does it mean to have joy in the heart?
All right. Okay. So maybe I may need to explain the word joy, like in the original kara, which is derived from the word grace itself. And it is important to note that joy itself, is produced from the grace of God. So it simply means joy is not a human-based happiness that comes and goes, but rather joy is of divine origin, and it's a fruit of the Spirit, and is manifested particularly in hard times. So in trying to answer the question, what does it mean to have joy? When we have joy, then we have received the grace of God. When we have joy, we have something that is of heaven origin, and it is the fruit of the Spirit. And this is not something that is going to go with time. It simply means even when you have received bad news, you still be joyful. For instance, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6, the Thessalonians were under great stress and persecutions, but the Apostle Paul says, they should continue in great joy. So this actually shows us that it implies this is a supernatural joy that comes from the Holy Spirit.
Okay. So can joy happen amidst suffering? Can it exist? Can true joy exist amidst suffering?
Yes, actually, that's where it thrives the most, where there's suffering, because usually when the Apostle Paul stresses the aspect of joy, it is always in relation to suffering. Okay, so you find that actually joy itself comes in to prove otherwise to what the human, expectation is supposed to be like. Okay, so when we have the seed in Jesus Christ, our human spirit, our way of looking at things changes. And so we now have the divine seed that produces joy itself. That is, isn't based on outward events or circumstances. So this is why in times when they are very challenging things, the supernatural life of God raises up inside us to defy that devilish pressure that we receive outside. So the supernatural joy will sustain you in the midst of hard times. And this is why it really has to be from God himself, because it is supernatural.
So is there a difference between that supernatural or spiritual joy and just joy for people who don't believe in any supernatural being? Is there a difference between joy and that spiritual joy?
Yes, a vast difference, because, you know, in the contemporary world, when we talk about joy, usually we're talking about, you know, a temporal experience that one will have based on, you know, the outward events. And, you know, you're getting married, you're excited, you're filled with joy. But really, when you come in the spiritual realm, when you've accepted Jesus Christ, you find that you throw your arms widely open and gladly welcome God's words and every circumstance, is knowing that God is in control and he allows certain things for your own good. And at the end of whatever it is that you're going to go through, it's not about life after the problems, but it's about where you will be. In other words, you know, everything that comes into our lives is there to help us, you know, pursue our destiny. And at the end of the day, you will find that in the spiritual joy, it actually draws you and propels you closer to your destiny. While in the other joy, it's something that is short-lived, and it may actually leave you so worried. For instance, if you are praying and then you have joy today and then you have a problem tomorrow, sometimes the devil brings the challenges of life so that he keeps us afraid for the rest of our lives. Say, for instance, you are healed temporarily by the prophets. So now you are scared whether the problem is going to come back again. But with joy on the other side, even when you are not healed by the prophet, you'll still be content that God is in charge and he will sustain you. Like the Apostle Paul, he prays three times and he says, my grace is sufficient. In other words, I'm not taking the problem away, but I will sustain you in your problems, that you may know that God is the one who sustains you. So that's the difference between the worldly joy and the spiritual joy. It keeps us in our problems, even when those problems are not completely removed. But God keeps us, and he helps us be, you know, joyful to an extent that even the happiness itself comes in at a point where people don't expect us to be happy, because happiness now is based on the inner joy that we have. It is not the happiness that determines the joy, but it's the joy that determines the happiness. And so even when we have tears in our eyes, we still have the joy to be able to say it is well with our souls. And it's not because situations are okay, but it's because we are okay to be in that situation, because God will sustain us.
Wow. Okay. I hear you. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Please pray for us as we close.
All right. Thank you so much. Let's pray together. Our gracious, kind and loving Father in heaven, we just want to pray that you may help us understand the difference between joy and happiness, and what it means to have a joy, to have joy in our hearts, and how we can live joy amidst suffering that exists today, and how we can differentiate whether this joy is from you. And we pray that you may give us this permanent joy in our lives that is sustainable, your grace to be with us when we are in pain, when we're going through a lot, because it is this joy that will help us have happiness that's based on something that is immovable. We live in a world, Lord, where everything is changing. We need an anchor, something that doesn't change, and that's your character. That's who you are, and that's the joy that you give us. It doesn't change because of circumstances, and we pray for this joy in our lives. Bless each one of us, those of us that are going through something, May you be with us. It's our prayer now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Oh, man. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I really appreciate your time. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Just one more point, Pastor. Is it fines or is it fines? What?
Fines.
Ah, fines. All right. Got it. Thank you very much. Fines. Pastor Fines Amatanga. Thank you very much for your time, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
The nails they pushed in blow by blow.